So let's review. The Gemara cites a machlekes in the case of kaimitz de minchas chayte sheshimenoi. If one poured oil onto the kaimitz of a minchas chayte, Rabbi Yechonon amar pasul. Rabbi Yechonon holds the kaimitz is pasul because the pasuk states lo yasam aleha shemen. One may not pour oil onto a minchas chayte, and he holds the pasuk refers to both the mincha and the kaimitz. While Rish Lakish shemer who atzmai mishach shachay bishiyare haloig umaleyu. Rish Lakish holds the kaimitz is kasher, and there's even a mitzvah to rub the kaimitz in leftover oil. And the pasuk lo yasam aleha shemen refers to before kemitza. Shloik v'la shemen kechavrisel. One may not pour oil into the whole minchas chayte as is done in the minchas nedava, but after kemitza, one must put some oil onto the kaimitz. The Gemara applies this machlekes to the following brisa: charav shenis arav bebal yakrif. Yudaima lo yakrif. If a dry mincha was mixed with a moist mincha, the chacham say both menachas are kasher because they hold in oil mevatlan zeh. Items that are brought onto the mizbeach do not become nullified in each other, and each mincha remains as it was. While Rabbi Yehuda says both menachas are possible because he holds oilin mevatlan zeh. Items that are brought onto the mizbeach do become nullified in each other. Therefore, the charav, the dry mincha, is possible because it has oil that it should not have. And the bal, the moist mincha, is possible because it is missing some of its oil, that which got absorbed into the dry mincha. Now, according to Rabbi Yechonon, who holds kaimitz de minchas chayte sheshemenoi pasul, the brayse refers even to a case of kaimitz de minchas chayte, the ER of kaimitz de minchas nadava. The kaimitz of a minchas chayte that has no shemen was mixed with the kaimitz of a minchas nadava that does have shemen. And only here did the chacham hold yakriv because both are oilin and in oilin mevalin zeh. But in our case of kaimitz de minchas chayte sheshemenoi, the kaimitz of a minchas chayte was mixed with shemen that was not oilin, even the chacham agreed that the kaimitz is pasul because of lo yasam aleha shemen. While according to Rish Lakish, who holds kaimitz de minchas chayte sheshemenoi kasher, we must say that the braisa does not refer at all to minchas chayte, but rather to a case of minchas parim ve'elim be'minchas kevasim. The minchas nesachim of parim ve'elim is referred to as charab dry because it has only two leg shemen per isarin, making it drier than the minchas nesachim of kevasim. And it was mixed with the minchas nesachim of kevasim, which is referred to as bal moist because it has three leg shemen per isarin, making it moister than the minchas nesachim of parim ve'elim. And since both are oilin, the Chacham and Rabbi Yehuda disagree in whether ein oilin mevatlan zeh zeh, as explained earlier. But in our case of kaimitz de minchas chayte sheshimenei, the kaimitz of a minchas chayte was mixed with shemen that was not oilin, even Rabbi Yehuda agrees that the kaimitz is kasha. The Gemara proceeds with the following inquiry. Kaimitz shemitza shamnei al gabei etzemau. What's the halach if the oil in the kaimitz of a minchas nedava was squeezed out onto the wood on the mizbech, and then the kaimitz was then placed upon this oil? Perhaps the kaimitz is kasher because chiburi oilin kailin dami. The oil that touches the kaimitz is considered part of the kaimitz and it's not chaser shamna. Or the kaimitz is pasul because chiburi oilin lav kailin damu, the oil is not considered part of the kaimitz and it is chaser shamna. Take with this question remains unresolved. Zak de Mishnah, shtei menachas shlei nikmitzu b'nisar b'zu b'zu. Im yachol likmitz mezuba f'nei asma mezuba f'nei asma k'sheris v'm lav besulis. If two menachas that did not yet have kaimitzah done were mixed together, it depends. If on each side there is enough of each mincha that is not mixed to do a separate kemitza from each one, the kohen does a kemitza on each mincha and both are kasher. But if the menachas are mostly mixed and there is not enough of each mincha that is not mixed to do a separate kemitza from each one, the kohen does not do a kemitza and they're both pasul because the pasuk states misalta v'le misal schaverta. The kemitza must be done only from the flour of that mincha, but not with the flour of another mincha. The Mishnah continues, kaimit shenes arav b'mincha shlo nikmitza lo yakter. If the kaimitz of one mincha was mixed with another mincha that did not yet have kaimitz done, likrit chila, they may not burn the tarebus on the mizbech. And as Rashi explains, the kain cannot remove two kaimitzim from the mixture, one for each mincha, because each kaimitz might contain flour from both menachas, which would be possible. However, vim hikdir zush nikmitzah oilu labalam, vizush loy nikmitzah lo oilu labalam, bidiyavit if the entire tarebus would burn on the mizbech, the mincha that had kemitza is kasher, and the owner's obligation was fulfilled, because the kaimitz of that mincha was certainly burnt, while the mincha that had no kemitza is pasul, and the owner's obligation was not fulfilled, because it did not have kemitza. Mishnah continues, Nis'arv kaimitza b'shireho oi b'shireho shechaverto lo yakter, v'mhikter oi labailam. If a kaimitz was mixed with the shirayim of either the same mincha or a different mincha, l'katchila, the tarebis may not be burned on the mizbeach, because there is an isser bal taktiru not to burn shirayim. As the pasuk states, le'sektir mimena ish l'Hashem, and we expound kosher mimena li'ishem ha'reiv b'al taktiru. Once part of it was burned on the mizbeach, the rest may not be burned on the mizbeach. However, b'di'evit, if the entire tarebis was burned, the mincha is kosher, and the owner's obligation was fulfilled because the kaimitz was burned. The Gemara proceeds and applies to our Mishnah Machlokes, Rav Chisda, Rav Chanina, and Rabbi Yehuda's opinion of min b'minay le'batel. Two items of the same type do not become batel on one another. Well, min b'she'inim in the batel. Two items of different types do become batel on one another. To which Rav Chia adds, nevela v'shchuta b'teila zu b'zu. If nevela meat and shchuta meat were mixed together, one does become batel in the majority of the other. Because Rabbi Yehuda only holds min b'minay le'batel in the case of the efshalei le'mehavi kavasei. If it is possible for one item to achieve the halachic status of the other item, they're considered min b'minay. But in the case of deloy efshalei le'mehavi kavasei batel, if it's not possible for one item to achieve the halachic status of the other item, they are considered min b'she'ina minay, and therefore they do become batel in one another. Now, there is the following machlekes Rav Chisda Rav Chanina. Rav Chisda explains that Rav Chia holds basim avatel azlina. It all depends on the majority, whether it can become like the minority. And accordingly, nevela b'teila b'shchuta. If a meat nevela was mixed with reiv shchuta, the meat nevela becomes batel b'reiv, and truma that touched one of the pieces does not become tame because she yevshel shchuta shetias nevela. Since the reiv shchuta cannot achieve the halachic status of the meat nevela to be metame, it is considered min b'shein minay and therefore batel. However, shchuta ain't b'teila b'nevela. If a meat shchuta was mixed with reiv nevela, the meat shchuta does not become batel b'reiv, and truma that touched one of the pieces, it only becomes tamei misafik and does not need to be burned like a tamei vaday, because she'ef shel nevela she'tiaseh shchuta de'lechi mastercha parcha tumasa. Since it is possible for the reiv nevela to achieve the halachic status of the meat shchuta, if the reiv nevela becomes spoiled, it becomes tar like the meat shchuta. Therefore, it's considered min b'minei and does not become batel. Or Reb Chanina holds vice versa. Buster batel azlinim. It all depends on the minority, whether it can become like the majority. And accordingly, nevela in the b'teila b'shchuta, if meat nevela was mixed with reiv shchuta, the meat nevela does not become batel b'reiv because she'efshel nevela she'tiaseh shchuta. Since the meat nevela can become tar like the reiv shchuta, as explained earlier, if it spoils, it's considered min b'minay and not batel. While v'shchuta b'teila b'nevela, if meat shchuta was mixed with reiv nevela, the meat shchuta does become batel because she'efshel l'shchuta she'tiaseh nevela. Since the meat shchuta cannot become tamei, like the reiv nevela, it's considered min b'she'ina minay and batel. And the Gemara applies this machlekes to our Mishnah's cases. The first case implies that baser batel azlinan, as the Mishnah states, shtei menachos shlei nikmetzu b'nisar b'zu b'zu, im yach likmetz mezu b'fnei atzma u'mezu b'fnei atzma, k'sheiros. Now, only if we say baser batel azlinan, then both menachos can be kasher. But if we say basim avatel azlinan, the second mincha should become pasul, because kibin the comments le mechado, idach havelei shirayim, become avatel shirayim letivla. The kemitza on the first mincha causes its remainder to become shirayim, and it's possible that there was rave shirayim of the first mincha and miyut tevel of the second mincha, and the miyut tevel becomes batel b'rave because it is min b'she'in eminay, because dolei efshalei lemehavu kabasei. The rave shirayim cannot become tevel like the miyut. The Mishnah's other cases, however, imply that basar mevatel azlinan. In the case of a kaimit shenisar b'mincha shalei nikmetza lo yakter, v'mhikter zu shenikmetza also labailim, v'zu shalei nikmetza lo yos labailim. Now, only if we say basa mevatel azlinan can the kaimit be kasher. But if we say basa batel azlinan, the kaimit should become pasal, because k'mevatel le'tivle l'kaimit. The mead kaimit becomes batel in the rave tevel, because it's min b'she'in eminay, because d'le'ef shalei l'mehavik havasei. The mead kaimit cannot become tevel like the rave. And similarly, in the case of Nisarv Kaimitza Bishurayim Shel Chaverto, lo yakter, v'mhikter also labailam. Now, only if we say basa mevatel azlinan can the kaimitz be kasher. But if we say basa batel azlinan, the kaimitz should become pasal because k'mevatel le shirayim le kaimitz. The mead kaimitz becomes batel in the rave shirayim because it's min b'shein eminay, because the lo efshel le mehavik havasei. The mead kaimitz cannot become shirayim like the rave. The Gemara explains that in all the Mishnah's cases, the kaimitz does not become batel in rave shirayim, because there is a gzirah shava of the word haktara from kemitza to shirayim. The pasuk of kemitza states v'kamatz v'hikter, and the pasuk of shirayim states leisektir mimenu ish l'Hashem. Ma haktar ha'mor b'kaimitz ein ha'kaimitz mevat l'schaveroi, af haktar ha'omor b'shirayim ein shirayim mevat l'schaveroi. Just as two kaimitzim that were mixed together do not nullify one another and both are kasher, either because both are oilin or because both are min b'minoi, so too if the kaimitz was mixed together with the shirayim does not nullify the kaimitz. And therefore, in the Mishnah's three cases, the kaimitz is kasher and does not become batel in the rav shirayim.